Okay, so we're holding on Yud Aleph Amud Beis by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Hechsher Mavui, what do you need for a Mavui in order to make it kosher for carrying? And again, leaving aside for a moment the food that you need for it, we're going to mention that briefly on Yud Beis Amud Beis, and we're going to discuss it in more detail later in the Masechta, but in terms of what you need, what needs to be built with the hardware, as I've been calling it, of the Mavui, what do you need? Beis Shammai says you need both a lechi and a koda. So a horizontal, a vertical pole standing next to the end of the mavui and a horizontal pole going across the top of it. Or Basila says it's one or the other. Obviously, we've been learning all this time like Basila because the halacha is like them. Rabbi Yezer says you need two lechis. So does that mean, now usually Rabbi Yezer is a Talmud of Beis Shammai, so does that mean that he's saying, so one possibility is he's saying that his version of Beis Shammai's opinion is that you need not a lechi and a koda, but two lechayayin, and we'll see in the Gemara then whether he means that you need two lechayayin plus a koda. In effect, according to him, you would need a tzoras ha-pesach, although maybe not completely, because maybe it doesn't need to follow all the rules of the tzoras ha-pesach. It wouldn't necessarily need that the koda is above the lechayayin, like we said yesterday. But is that what he means, or does he mean that he's talking according to Beis Hillel, that he's saying his version of Beis Hillel would be that if you're going to have a lechi, you need two of them? And different explanations among the Mefarshim. Okay. Continues the Mishnah. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar Talmud Echad Lefnei Rabbi Akiva. A certain Talmud said in front of Rabbi Akiva in the name of Rabbi Shmuel. We're going to learn in the Gemara later on that was Rabbi Meir, because he learned by both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. So he said, Loi nechleku Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel al mavui shu pachas ma'ab amas. Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel do not disagree if the mavui's opening, the entrance to the mavui, is less than 4 amas wide, shu niter oi belechi oi bekoda, that then this Talmud, Rav Meir, is saying that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel would agree that either one lechi or one koda is fine. The only machlokas would be where the opening is between 4 and 10 amos wide. More than 10 amos, as we've said previously, then it's no good, and you're going to have to narrow the opening anyway. But so if it's between 4 and 10, then he says Beis Shammai and lechi v'koda, or Beis Hillel or lechi v'koda. That would be where Beis Shammai says you need both a lechi and a koda, where it's between 4 and 10 wide, and Beis Hillel would say you don't. You just need one or the other. So that's what the Talmud said. That's what Rabbi Meir said. Rabbi Akiva al zev al zeh nechleku. So Rabbi Akiva tells him no. Actually, they argued about both cases, both when it's narrower than 4 and when it's wider than 4. Okay. So the Gemara starts off. Now, the assumption in the Gemara's starting assumption is that when we say Hechsher Mavui, it means generically any kind of Mavui. Now, remember, we've learned that there's two kinds of Mavui. There's Mavui Sosum and Mavui Mefulash, the kind where the Mavui is closed in on three sides by the walls of the Chatzeres and whatnot. And then you have the kind which is open from end to end. When we say over here Hechsher Mavui, it sounds like we're talking about both kinds, even the Mavui Mefulash. So the Gemara says, come on. Who does it go like our Mishnah, where we're saying you need a lechi and a koda, you need a lechi or a koda, whatever, deloika Chananya or deloika Tanakama? It seems to not be like Chananya or the Tanakama. We had a brisa a few days ago where the Tanakama had said, good morning, Ali. We had a brisa a few days ago where the Tanakama had said that you need, that for a mavui mefulash, you need a Tzuras HaPesach at one end, and you need Tzuras HaPesach at one end, and a lechi or koda at the other. And then we had Chananya, who said there's actually a machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel about that, whether you need, he said that Beis Hillel would say you need a door, an actual door that can be opened and closed at one end, and Beis Shammai would say you need two doors. So our Mishnah that just says you need a lechi or a koda, we're on Yud Aleph Amud Beis in the Mishnah, seems to not be, or at the beginning of the Gemara, rather. So that our Mishnah doesn't seem to be like either one of them. Amar of Yehuda, Hachi Kama, said Rav Yehuda says, you're right. The Mishnah is not talking about a Mavui Mefulash at all. What the Mishnah means is Hechsha Mavui Sosum, Kate said. Specifically, we're talking about a Mavui Sosum. How do you make it kosher? B'shamim Lechi V'Koda, or B'shalim Lechi V'Koda. But you're right, a Mavui Mefulash would need more than that. According to the Tanakama, it's going over there, it's going to need a Tzodas HaPesach at one end, and according to Chananya, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are going to say it's going to need one door or two doors, respectively, at the two ends. Okay. Now, so we're saying Beis Shammai and Lechi V'Koda, so Beis Shammai is saying that you need a Lechi and a Koda for this Mavui, the Mavui Sosum, that is. Now why? L'memra de Kasavri Beis Shammai Abba Mechitzes Daraisa. Does that mean that Bishamai would hold that Daraisa, Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, that is, you need to have four mechitzes for a place to be considered a Shusa Yachid. So therefore, so if you only have a Lechi or you only have a Kora, you don't really have enough of a thing on the fourth side to be considered a mechitza. Only if you have both a Lechi and a Kora, only then could we say that you have something that is enough to resemble a mechitza, that therefore we would say. And the answer is not necessarily. Loi. No, you could answer like this. As far as throwing things, we would say that it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid already when it has three walls, to throw, if you throw things in there from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But in order to be able to carry in there, Bishamai would say, on a Drabbanan level, you need four. Lizrik and Latalto, we've had this before. We've had this in Shabbos in particular, where the difference is not really between throwing versus carrying. The Gemara is using those terms as a shorthand for Lizrik is a shorthand way of saying that the place is a certain rishus on a daraisa level, that it's a rishus yachid on a daraisa level, such that if you threw something from rishus rabim into it, you'd be chayef for carrying from one rishus to the other. But in other words, as opposed to lataltal is a shorthand way of saying that even midrabanan you're allowed to carry in there. In other words, you could have, right, where it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid on a Daraisa level, but Dirabanan, you're not going to be able to carry there because, as we're saying over here, it doesn't have a fourth wall, or as we're going to talk about in the next paddock examples of enclosed areas, a carpet, for example, where you can't carry in, even though Daraisa would be a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and so forth. So the Gemara uses Lizrik and Latalto as a shorthand for it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid Daraisa versus it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid where you're allowed to carry in. Anyway, so we could say that that's exactly what Bishamai means over here. They don't mean that without four walls, it's not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid Daraisa, and if you threw something from Rosh Hashanah Rabim into it, you wouldn't be chayev. You are, once it has three walls, but if you want to be able to carry in there on a Dirabanan level, then you need a fourth wall, and here they're saying you don't need a full fourth wall, you just need a Lechi and a Kora. They hold that a Lechi or a Kora by itself is not enough. They say you need both. What about, let's turn to Beis Hillel now. Beis Hillel, I mean, oy lachi, oy kora. Beis Hillel is saying you need one or the other. So the question is, again, lema kasavi Beis Hillel sholosh mechitzes daraisa. So does that mean Beis Hillel holds that once you have three walls, then already you have a full-fledged Rosh Hashanah Yachid daraisa, and therefore that you don't really need much on the fourth wall? The whole reason why you would need anything on the fourth wall is only drabanan. The answer is again, loy, lizrik mishtayim hu d'mechayev. They would say that two walls already is enough to make it a Rosh Hashanah Yachid on a daraisa level. So if you threw something into there again, then mechayev, l'taltal ad de'ikah shalosh. To be able to carry in there, though, you need to have three walls, and then you need to have three full walls, and then on the fourth wall, you just have a lechi or a koda, mishum heker or mishum mechitza, as we're going to discuss later on. You actually end up with a machlokas rishonim then, which we talked about at the beginning of the Masechta. So what is the status on a daraisa level of a place with three walls? Most of the rishonim understand that a place... is indeed a Rosh Hashanah Yachid daraisa. So therefore, both as far as Lizrik and as far as Lataltol, so you would actually be allowed to carry in there, but you would also be chayev for throwing in there from Rosh Hashanah Rabim, or carrying in there for that matter from Rosh Hashanah Rabim. That's according to most Rishonim. The Rambam learns that actually, that a place that has three walls is actually on a Daraisa level, a Karmelis, and since really Daraisa, there's no such thing as a Karmelis, it means according to him, it's really a Makom Patur. So according to him, a place with three walls, you actually wouldn't be chayev for throwing into it or carrying into it from Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Okay, in any case, everybody agrees that you need something on the fourth wall in order to be able to carry there. Okay, we said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Oymer L'Chayayin, Rabbi Eliezer says you need two lechis. So the question is, Rabbi Eliezer L'Chayayin V'Kora Kamar, does Rabbi Eliezer mean that you need two lechis and a kora? In effect, in other words, according to him, you need a tzuras ha-pesach, although maybe it doesn't need to fit all the criteria of a tzuras ha-pesach. Maybe, for example, the kora doesn't have to be directly above the lechayayim, or maybe it can be on the side of them or whatever. But the point is you would need three parts of it. There are two lechis, one on each side and a kora on top. L'chayayim are the side pieces. You have a lechi. L'chayayim is the plural of lechi. So is it that he requires that? Or maybe Rabbi Eliezer means you don't need one. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer would say you need one lechi. In other words, he would say the koda doesn't really help one way or the other. What you need is two lechis. You want to put a koda, gesunte hate, but that's not going to help you. You need two lechis. Toshma, Maisib Rabbi Eliezer Shaholachetzer Rabbi Yosi ben Prey the Talmidei LeUvlin. It happened once that Rabbi Eliezer visited his Talmid Rabbi Yosi ben Prey in Uvlin, is the name of a city. Umotze sheYosha b'Mavoi she'en le'el lachi echad. He found that Rabbi Yosi ben Prey was living in a Mavoi that had only one lechi on the front end. Amalei, so Rabbi Eliezer tells him, Bni, asay lechi achad. You have to make another lechi. Amaloi, so Rabbi Yosi says to him, do we have to close up the whole Mavui in order for it to be allowed to carry in according to you? Amaloi, and Rabbi Yosi tells him, okay, you saw some of Mavakach, fine. If it has to be closed up, then big deal. That's how it is. Yes, you have to put up another lechi, even if that means you're closing it up. And continues the Braisa. Now we're gonna get back, what? So we're going to see in a second what we're going to see in a second. We're going to finish the Braisa first, and then we're going to explain what's going on over here and why we think that this tells us something about Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Continues the Braisa. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, lo nechlaku bes shamar bes hilul al mavi shu pachas me'ab amas she'en et tzarech klum. Bes shamar bes hilul do not disagree about a mavi whose opening is less than 4 amas wide, that it doesn't need anything. Now, what do you mean it doesn't need anything? It doesn't need a lechi or a koda? The Gemara is going to ask on that soon. But again, first let's finish the Braisa, and then we'll start analyzing it. No, b'pashtus, a mavi usually doesn't have, a mavi has side walls usually, of course. A mavi doesn't usually have anything running along the top. If it does, then obviously you have a tzoros ha-pesach, and there's nothing to talk about. But we're talking about a regular mavi. Like think of a regular side street or alleyway, right? It's got walls along the sides, the walls of the houses, the walls of the chaseros, whatever. But it doesn't have a thing running across the top of it. So what does Rav Shimon Gamliel mean that if the opening is narrower than 4 amas, it doesn't need anything? It should need either a lechi or a koda. We'll take that back up in the Gemara in a minute. Anyway, alman nechluku. What is the case that Bishama and Basil argue about? Al rochav me'aba amas vad eser. If it's between 4 and 10 amas wide, then Bishama and lechi koda Basil and lechi koda. That's when Bishama says you need a lechi and a koda, a vertical pole and a horizontal beam, and Basil says one or the other. So let's go back to the poet of the Braisa with Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yosi ben Preda. Katoni mias v'chilas sois manitzorich. We have where Rabbi Yosi ben Preda is asking, do I need to close it up to be mutter to carry in? So iyamet b'shleim l'chayayin v'koda. If you say Rabbi Eliezer is requiring two lechis plus a koda mishum hachiyama v'chilas sois manitzorich, then that explains what Rabbi Yosi ben Preda is saying. If we have two lechis plus a koda, in effect, the whole front of the mavi is closed up. Now, obviously, it'll depend on the size of the mavi, and it'll depend on the size of the chayayim and the height of the koda and whatever, but at least when you have all three of those together, it can be thought of in a certain sense as closing off the front of the mavi. And Rabbi Eliezer tells him, you have to do it anyway. Obviously, only if it's up to 10 amos wide. If it's wider than 10 amos, then we said, if it's wider than 10 amos, you can use a tzuras ha-pesach, although even then, we said Rav argued with that. We don't know what Rabbi Eliezer would hold, but in any case, yeah. A lechi or a koda by themselves certainly wouldn't help, or even two lechayayim and a koda, yeah. Ela i'amet lechayayim b'le koda, but if you say all Rabbi Eliezer is requiring is two lechis and no koda, ma'ila soismai, then what does Rabbi Yosi ben Preda mean? And in what way would putting up two lechis on the two sides of the mavi amount to le soismai? Okay, the Gemara says hachi kamar. Fine, but what you could still say that what Rabbi Yosi means is v'chilas soisme b'lechayayin anitzorich. Fine, but do I have to close it up with lechayayim for it to be kosher? In other words, just the fact that you have lechayayim on both sides to a certain extent can be considered a stima. In fact, the Yerushalmi mentions about this. The Yerushalmi also brings this braisa and says, evidently we see from this that Rabbi Eliezer holds like the opinion of Rabbi Yosi that we're going to learn in a couple of blot, who says that the lechayayim have a minimum width. They have to be 3 tefachim wide, not like the Chacham who said they have no minimum width. So once you have, now obviously again, it will depend on the width of the entrance to the mavi, but if it's a fairly narrow one, then yeah, and you put a lechi of 3 tefachim on each side, then in effect you've blocked off a significant part of the doorway. So that's what he means. And Rabbi Eliezer tells him, you got to do it anyway. Okay.
Wow. That's a thorough research you did.
So no, I found it in one of the sources that I used to prepare. It's not, yeah. I mean, I do my own research sometimes more than others, but yeah. All right, let's go on. Anyway, so the bottom line is, anyway, we don't have a proof one way or the other what Rabbeleza holds.
Okay. Alexander.
Now, yeah.
What's the difference between a Lechi and Korach and a Tzuras HaPesach?
So that's what I was saying before. So a lechi, two lechis plus a korah can amount to a tzuras haPesach. But we had rules yesterday in the Gemara about a tzuras haPesach. You have to have that the cross beam of the tzuras haPesach is above the side pieces, not next to them. Whereas with two lechayim and a korah, you don't necessarily need that. You have the tzuras haPesach. We said the Gemara had mentioned, and most Rishonim accept this as halacha, that it has to be strong enough to be able to hold a door. Whereas two lechis and a korah don't need that. So in terms of shape, it may come out looking the same, but in terms of function, as a tzuras haPesach versus as two lechis and a korah, it's not necessarily going to... Another thing is also, come to think of it, that we said before that the cross piece of a tzuras haPesach has to be above, it has to be directly above the side pieces, has to be directly above the lechayim. Whereas when it comes to two lechis and a korah, you don't necessarily need that. You could have the two lechis are a little further into the mavri, let's say, and the korah would be right at the edge, or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, so if you have two lechis and a korah, then that's fine. Then it amounts to two lechis and a korah, like Rabbi Yezza says. It doesn't amount to a tzuras haPesach then. Because it's tzuras haPesach, you have to have the korah is directly on top. It has to be like a ches, where it has to be where it's directly on top of the side pieces. Okay. All right, let's go on. We said in the Braisa, Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Lo nechalku b'shama b'shil l'amovish epochas me'ab amas she'en etzorech klum. We said, Beshama and Beshilo agree when it comes to a Mavri whose opening is less than 4 amos wide, it doesn't need anything. So what do you mean it doesn't need anything? V'hanantinan, we learned in the Mishnah, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar Talmud Echad Lefnei Rabbi Akiva. We said that a certain Talmud, Rabbi Meir, said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, in front of Rabbi Akiva, Lo'nechalku Beshama Beshilo Amavri Shul Pochas Me'ab Amos Shul Nitu Oy B'lachi Oy B'Kora, that even Beshama and Beshilo, where they're disagreeing, still say that less than 4 amos it needs a Lechi or a Kora. And Rabbi Akiva tells him, anyway, you version of the machlokas is wrong. They argue, and Bishama says, you need a lechi or koda even less than 4 amos. So there's no opinion in the Mishnah that says that less than 4 amos they don't require anything. Now, of course, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is a Tana. He could argue with all of them, but in that case, we would expect to see his opinion in the Mishnah. If we're ready, we have Rabbi Meir's and we have Rabbi Akiva's opinions. I shouldn't say Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir was quoting Rabbi Shmuel. If already we have Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva's opinions about what was Shama and Basila hold, we should expect to have Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's opinion in there also, if he's actually saying that Shama and Basila agree that less than 4 amos, you don't need anything at all. So what does Rabbi Shimon Gamliel mean? Amar Rav Ashi Hachikama. No, what Rabbi Shimon means is it doesn't require, like Beshama would say, a lechi and a korah. It doesn't require, like what Rabbi Eliezer says, two lechis. Ella oy lechi oy korah kibesilo. Rather, it would be like what Basilo says, that you need just a lechi or a korah. In other words, it comes out that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is saying exactly the same thing as Rabbi Shmuel and as Rabbi Meir, who's quoting him in our Mishnah. Less than 4 amos, we say it's either a lechi or a korah, and Beshama would agree with that. More than 4, up to 10, that's when Beshama is going to require a lechi and a korah, and Basil is going to say one or the other, and Rabbi Eliezer is going to say two lechayim. That's what we discussed before. We don't know whether Rabbi Eliezer in that case would say that you need two lechayim plus a korah, or just two lechayim. By the way, in the story of Rabbi Yossi ben Preda, so what was Rabbi Yossi ben Preda thinking that he only had one lechi over there? He's Rabbi Eliezer's Talmud. Doesn't he know that Rabbi Eliezer says two lechayim? So I think the Rashba, the Ritva, actually says that what it is he misunderstood. He thought that Rabbi Eliezer is saying that when you say two lechayim, it means if you don't have a korah, then you need two lechayim. But maybe if you have, maybe Rabbi Eliezer is saying that you need 2 out of 3 things, either two lechayim or one lechi and one korah. And that's why he put up one lechi and one korah. And now Rabbi Eliezer is telling him that, no, what I mean is you need two lechayim. So we still have the question, does he need two lechayim plus a korah? Does he still require all 3? Or does he just say you need two lechayim and I don't care about the korah one way or the other? But still, that's what Rabbi Yossi ben Preda was thinking when he put up only one lechi because he had a korah with it. That's how the Ritva explains it. No. Okay. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel over here is saying, like Rabbi Shmuel in the Mishnah, that less than four, everybody agrees you need either a lechi or a korah. If it's less than four amas wide, the entrance to the mavri. You'd need something. That's what we're saying. When Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, ein etzorech klum, he doesn't mean he doesn't really need anything. He just means you don't have the machlokas v'shamai v'shillel over there. You need something. You need either a lechi or a korah, like, but nothing more than that. Only if it's between 4 and 10, that's when you would have the three-way machlokas in our Mishnah. Okay. The Kama. So now the question is, okay, how narrow does the entrance to the Mavri have to be before it doesn't need anything? Amar Rab Achlai V'Temer Rab Yechiel Ad Arba. If it's up to four tfachim. So if the entrance to the Mavri is less than four tfachim wide, then Rab Achlai is saying that you don't need anything. Now, it's very small, right? Four tfachim is not very much, but four tfachim is always, we've learned before, is the minimum that's considered in halacha to be a doorway. It would be a very narrow doorway. Four tfachim is, you know, depending who you ask, a tefach is 3 or 4 inches, 3 inches according to the Rabbi Chaim Na, 4 inches according to the Chazon Ish. So four tfachim is anywhere between 12 and 16 inches. It's a very narrow doorway, but you could squeeze through it sideways, yeah. So, now, what we don't mean that the whole we don't mean, by the way, that the whole Mavri is four tfachim or less wide, because if that's the case, you wouldn't need anything. The whole thing would be a makom ptur. A makom ptur is an area less than 4 by 4 tfachim. So what it means is actually Rishonim explain that we're talking about it's a Mavri that's wide at one end and it narrows towards the front. So it's shaped like a funnel, right? So by the time you reach the front, it's less than 4 tfachim wide. So then Rab Achlai is saying over here that you don't need anything on it. But, well, the one end is closed up anyway. It's a Mavri Sasum. So even the open end, the end that's open to Rishas Rabim, you wouldn't need anything there. Not a Lechi and not a Koira. Right. Okay. Amar of Sheshes, Amar of Yirmi Rabba, Amar of Sheshes, Amar of Yirmi Rabba, Amar Rab, Moedim Chachamim L'Rabbi Eliezer B'Pasei Chotzer. Now, the Chachamim do agree with Rabbi Eliezer when it comes to the Pasim of a Chotzer. Meaning, all this time we've been talking about a Mavri, now we're talking about a Chotzer. So if the wall of a Chotzer falls down, and now the Chotzer is open to an area where it's also to carry, for example, a Karmelis or a Shos Rabim, Then you need passing. You need to have parts of wall left on both sides in order to still be mutter to carry in the chotzer. So the chachamim are going to agree with Rabbi Eliezer that you need passing on both sides. They're going to disagree on a mavri and say you only need a lechi on one side. But when it comes to a chotzer, they're going to say you need passing on both sides. Tosfos actually wonders why are we using the word lechi by a mavri and the word pass by a chotzer if they amount to the same thing. One explanation is that maybe since a chotzer is usually built to begin with substantial walls all around it. So therefore, when part of the walls fall down and you have something left, it makes more sense to call it a pass, to call it something that has a certain width to it, as opposed to a mavri, where all you need is a lechi, which has no minimum width. So therefore we use the word lechi. Okay. Anyway. So that's Rav Sheshes is saying ultimately in the name of Rav that the Chachamim do agree that you need with a chotzer that you need two passim. Rav Nachman omar halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer passei chotzer. Rav Nachman says it a little differently. Not that the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Eliezer, but that even though they disagree, when it comes to a chotzer, the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer that you need things on both sides. So it comes out Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman are both saying effectively the same thing that you need on both sides. Just Rav Sheshes saying the Chachamim would agree to it also, and Rav Nachman is saying the Chachamim would disagree, but nevertheless the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. Okay. So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak man moedim. Rebbe, when we say, according to Rav Sheshes Moedim, that the Chacham agree with Rabbi Eliezer, that means Rebbe. That means we're talking specifically Rebbe's opinion. And on the other hand, when it comes to Rab Nachman, when we say halacha, when he says the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, miklal de pligi, so the implication is that there's an opinion that disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer. So in other words, we have a three-way machlokas. Well, not a three-way machlokas, but we have three different opinions over here. We have Rabbi Eliezer, we have somebody who agrees with Rabbi Eliezer, and we have somebody who disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer, and the halacha is still like Rabbi Eliezer, and not like them. So about this question of whether a chatzur needs passim on both sides. So man poligalei rabbanon. So who are the ones who argue with Rabbi Eliezer about that? That would be the rabbanon. So in other words, so again, we have three different tanoim who address this issue. Netanya, we learn in a brisa, chotzer niteres bepas echad, a chotzer that was broken open into a makom asula, into a place which is asu to it. It's mutter even if you only have one pass left on one side. And so that would be the chachamim. Rebbe omer b'shnei pasin. Rebbe says you need two. So what we'd be saying then is that Rebbe Eliezer would say, just like he says by a mavu you need two, he would say by a chotzer you need two. And in fact, all the more so, really, because as we've talked about before, a chotzer needs something more than a mavu does, because a chotzer is used more privately, or because a chotzer is square and passim, and then narrow things on the sides of it are not going to be so noticeable. Also, actually, the Rashba gives another reason, something along the lines of that a mavui, since so many people use it, everybody who lives in the chatzeres around that mavui goes in and out of it all the time, so they'll notice if there's a lechi or a kora, and they'll notice if something in it is broken and needs to be fixed or whatever, as opposed to a chatzer, very few people use it, and if you just have a lechi or a kora over there, it may not be noticed by as many people, and then therefore it may get damaged, it may get narrower, it may fall down or whatever, and nobody's going to notice. A chotzer is just used by the people who live in that chotzer. They can, but it's not as many people as you have in a mavu. You have you have. No, but on the contrary, you could say a mavu, since people are always passing by, you have it's more likely if something's wrong that somebody's going to notice it. Okay, it's a svara anyway. So the point is. So again, in this braisa, you have two opinions about a chotzer. So what we're saying is the chachamim who disagree about the chotzer would also, the tanakama of the braisa, who would disagree about the chotzer would also disagree about the mavui. And so we're saying, when it comes to a chotzer, though, the halacha is like Rebbe, that you need two passim. He's saying the halacha is like Rebbe, that you need two passim, which agrees also with Rebbe Eliezer's opinion regarding a mavui, that he says you need two l'chayayim. Tosfos gets into the question over here, by the way, of what shape of chotzer are we talking about? When we say that Rebbe and the Chachamim are arguing, are they arguing specifically about, Tosfos says they may be arguing specifically about a chotzer that's square. If it was a chotzer that was a rectangle, then Tosfos says there might not be that machloikas on Amud Beis. We're going to learn something that Rav Nachman himself says, that in that case you can have a lechi mashu. So in that case, if we said over here that Rav Nachman is saying that if here we have Rav Nachman is saying the halacha is like Rav Eliezer, that you need two, and over there he'd be saying the halacha is you only need one, so he'd be contradicting himself, unless Tosfos says, therefore we're forced to say that here the machlokas is specifically about a square chotzer, and later on it's about a rectangular chotzer, or some other shape. A rectangle, that's longer than it's wide. It's longer in one dimension than in the other. Okay. Fine. So continuing on this topic, Rab Asi says in the name of Rab Yechanan that a chotzer requires two pasim, like we said. But Rab Zera says to Rab Asi, did Rab Yechanan really say that? You yourself, Rab Asi, said in the name of Rab Yechanan that the pasim of a chotzer have to be four tfachim wide. And once you have four tfachim, you shouldn't need that on both sides. Four tfachim is significant enough that it should be enough if it's on one side. In which case, we would say that when he says passe in the plural, he doesn't really mean two passim. Generically, any chotzer that has a pass, that has to be four tfachim wide. You're going to say maybe that's what Rav Yechanan means. You need a path of four on one side and another one on the other side, and therefore these two things would amount to the same thing. You say you need two paths, and each of them needs to be four fucking wide. We have a price before. We looked at the other day that Rav Adabavimi said in the name of Rav Chanina or in the name of Rav Chanina Bapapi, Katana Vesu. Scenario over there of two chatzeres that used to have a common wall, and then the wall between them fell down.
connection is bad, Alexander.
Yeah, but we're going to see what the relevance of it is here in a second. So anyway, so you have a large chutzner. So it has the pieces of wall coming in over here that's still left. You have the small chutzner, which when you're standing and look towards the large chutzner, you have no wall on that side at all. So we said that you're allowed to carry in the large chutzner, but not in the small one. And Rabbi Baraita says, kind of as to observe the Baraita, that's right. The scenario
Alexander, the connection is bad.
I can't help that. I don't know. So anyway, the small chutzner is 10 amas wide. The large chutzner is 11 amas wide, we said. So in that case, there's a difference of only one amma between them. And we learned the other day that there's significant price. It's just not random. The price isn't just mentioning random. The price isn't just mentioning random figures. As mentioned specifically, we talked about the question of a lechi that's visible only from one side and not the other. So therefore the point is, so you only have, if it's 11 amas versus 10, that means you only have 6 amas extra, 6 tefachim extra. 6 tefachim extra doesn't amount to 4 on each side. The maximum it comes out to is 3 on each side. So not only you shouldn't be a tefachim, if we're going to say that it would be an individual. That was broken open. It's less than 10 amas wide. If you're going to tell me to get it, it's requiring you to have a pas arba on each side. And you not only shouldn't be able to carry in the small chutzner, you shouldn't be able to carry in the large chutzner either. Because the large chutzner doesn't have a pas arba on either side. It has a maximum pas shlosha on either side. It's 4 tefachim shlosha tefachim. But what we mean is, we're arguing like this. Saying that a chutzner requires four passing. Rabbi Yochanan is also saying that the pass has to be four tefachim. Now, if the wall of a chutzner is broken open and the chutzner is now open into another chutzner or into the street or into whatever, you need passing. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying you need passing on both sides. You need walls standing up. Saying no, that Rabbi Yochanan is saying that the pass has to be four tefachim. Now, so what does that mean? If you're going to say he means four tefachim on each side, then it wouldn't fit with that braisa about the two chaseris, because in that case you only have three tefachim on each side, and yet we're saying you're still able to carry the large chaser. Because the large chaser is 11 amas wide, the small chaser is 10 amas wide, so you have a difference of only three tefachim on this side and three tefachim on this side. When you're standing in the large chutzner and looking towards the small chutzner, you only have a pass of three on this side. Now you're standing in the big chutzner and looking in this direction. So you have a wall here, a wall here. But on the fourth side, which is what we're concerned with, you have only three tefachim here and three tefachim here. And yet, the menu will say you're allowed to carry there. So how does that fit? The answer is Kisolik Reb Zeira Miyami. The answer is when Reb Zeira came from Yami. He explains Yami means he came from the sea. He'd been on a boat and now he came back. The ritual says that no, then it would be Yami, because Yami is the name of a place. Whatever, when Reb Zeira came from there, he explained what means is it means Rabbi Yochanan is saying it's one or the other. If you have a pass left on only one side, so the wall is broken completely from one corner, and then you have on one side a pass, then it has to be four tefachim. If you have it broken in the middle and you have something left on each side, then it can be a mashul. So you do need it. So sometimes you do need two and sometimes you don't, but when you need two, So now that explains the braisa. Now that explains what we're talking about the chutzner gedolah and chutzner ktana. Since you have three tefachim on each side, that's more than mashu. So you're good. Even if, as we learned the other day, that you could have four and two. You could even, yeah, you could have four and two. You could have five and one or whatever. It would still work. No, you don't have the problem. I'm going from the couple to the double. You don't have much with the wall continued straight into the big one. No. You see this part. You don't see this part. In fact, that we were talking the other day, it doesn't even count as a lefty. It doesn't count as a lefty because it's not, because not near, but not only it's not, no, not because not near, but it's a near, but it might work. But because you have these parts of the wall, you're like extending beyond those.
Rabbi Yehuda required only to have one half. So therefore, seven years of the same. Now, usually we have one, usually we assume that one Rabbi Yehuda learned. He learned from Shmuel. We learned the other day. We said the other day that Rabbi Yehuda learned by both Rab and Shmuel. But after Rab passed away, he became Shmuel's Talmud. And then from then on, pretty much everything Rabbi Yehuda says is in the name of Shmuel. Which must be on one side or the other. So you have exactly like this, but you have more in here. So therefore, so you see, says Rabbi Yehuda, side is enough. The water, the problem is the water itself actually creates a problem because the water is timeless. So we're going to talk soon in the Gemara about more details of this halacha, but right now we're just focusing on the question of, right now we're not focusing on the question of the water yet, right now we're just focusing on the question, can we still in this chatzar? We're focusing on the chotzer itself. Right now, you have the chotzer, it's just partially covered with water. Or you still don't have the carry in that chotzer. Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda said it was mutter. And it only had a pass on one side. And there's nothing about how wide the pass was. So, therefore, so you're telling me there's a contradiction in what Shmuel says. Okay, I don't know what to do with that contradiction. We see that Rabbi Yehuda passed in, and we can assume that was according to Shmuel. That it's allowed if it had only a pass on one side. So now has a partial wall on the full side. And yes, the people in the chotzer, it serves as a chotzer. And yes, the people in the chotzer are now still allowed to carry in the chotzer as a result of that. So Abaya says to him, that's not really a proof. You're talking about a case over there where the water came into the chotzer. We find that the Chachamim made various calls when it comes to water. Is where even though usually it would be also to fill up water in a certain case on the Drabbanon level, but the Drabbanon we learned about in the case of Bode and Shabbos, right? But nevertheless, when it comes to water, the Chachamim may allow you to do things that usually would be also Drabbanon. As for example, we have the example where the Pavla asked to have the case Mechitza Tluya, a hanging Mechitza, Mahushitata Bechorba, would it be mutter if it's in a wooden building? This, for example, so you have a building where the walls used to extend down to the ground. Now it's a ruined building. The walls are partially destroyed closer to the ground. So the question is, are you still allowed to carry in that korban shabbos? And Amalei and Rav answers, no. Only when it comes to water are we going to allow mechitzat loya. Only when it comes to water are we going to allow mechitzat loya. Now we're going to learn in more detail later in the Masechta, but you have a case where a person has a porch that sticks out over the water, and they have a hole in the middle of the porch. So we say that in order to be able to fill up water on Shabbos, you either build a machitza above the porch is one way, or the other way is you build a machitza below the porch, and it hangs down over the water. So in the case of that, even though it's hanging, even though the bottom of it is far above the water, you're still allowed to fill up through that machitza on Shabbos. Water is such a basic necessity for human beings. And therefore, the Chacham allowed that, even though usually it would be also, usually it would say the machitza has to extend down all the way to the water. So within 3 times, you love it. So that's what we're saying. That doesn't work with a chorva. If the broken walls are not within 3 times of the ground, you can't carry in that chorva anymore. But when it comes to water, you could. So therefore, I said by the same law. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda was made over there and says that you only need a pass on one side, but where you don't have, because there you have water involved in the water. But when you're talking about the regular case of a chotzer that's broken open into a camelus, or Shosaram, or whatever, maybe Shmuel would say that you need, maybe Shmuel, then we still have the question. But on the one hand, Rabbi Yehuda is just saying that you only need one pass, and on the other hand, we have Shmuel telling the Hanani Mashila that you need a roof to fit a horse. Well, we'll talk about that later on in the Masechta. We're going to get into that detail. The bottom line is Rabbi is saying from that story involving Lashon Yam, you have no proof that Shmuel would say that in general, a pass is good. Okay,
still left with kasha. What did Shmuel say? Does he say you only need one pass, as Rabbi Yosef is reporting, or is he saying that you need two passes in order to leave, as we're saying that Shmuel said to Rabbi Hanani bar Shila? So the answer is, also the Papa from one of the Rabbi Yosef and Rav, when the Papa and one of the Rabbi Yosef came from the Yeshiva, Yeshua, they explain like this, like we said before about Rabbi Yosef, Meruach Achas Barba, if the pass is only on one side of the chaser, then you need four fucking. If it's on both sides, mashul can, that's good enough. If you have a mashul on both sides, so it comes out the Shmuel is saying the same thing as Rabbi Yehuda, as we said, Rabbi Yehuda is saying. Both of them are saying that you need either four on one side or a mashul on each side. So the Papa says, actually, if there's anything that I should be asking about over here, then I wonder about this. Again, we have what Shmuel said to Rabbi Shmuel. He says that you need to find two passes. There's two passes. We said that works. But he also said that otherwise you need Roiv Doifen. Now the question is, why would you need Roiv Doifen? But Papa says, so according to that, why would you need Roiv Doifen? But Papa says, it should be enough of four fucking wide, even if the original wall is much wider than that. Like over here, where you only have four left, even though you have the entire wall. Several hours long. So why do you say you need Royv? We came on my Royv, Doifen, Shiva. You might answer that Shmuel is specifically talking about a case where the original wall was only 7 fucking long. The Rabba have a Royv, Doifen, and 4 therefore mounts the most of the Doifen. So therefore, in other words, that. So in other words, let's just type this out. Therefore, Shmuel would have had to say that you use the words Royv, Doifen. That is good. Well, if that's the case, then still, normally, so why would you need four Mishloshu Mashu Sagi? It should be enough. It should be enough if you have, it should be enough if you have three and a little bit. Even though that's not really good, as long as you have the opening is now less than four Tvachim wide, Da'amar of Achle became Rabbi Chiyo, because we said before, we said earlier on the Amar that of Achle, or some say Rabbi Chiyo said, Ad Arba, that if the opening narrower than four tefachim, then you don't need a lechi or kara. By the same logic, if the opening of the chaser is less than four tefachim, you shouldn't need anything else. So if you're talking about a case where the chaser is only 7 tefachim wide, where the original wall of the chaser is only 7 tefachim wide, why is Shmuel saying you need roiv doifen? All you should need is 3 and a tiny bit, so you're left with less than 4. So what exactly? So why is Shmuel saying you need roiv doifen? What is the scenario where you're going to need roiv doifen rather than four tefachim of pass being enough? The answer is same kind of a chaser, kind of a mavui. One answer we could say is Shmuel would differentiate between a chaser and a mavui. Again, we would take the view that a chaser needs something more than a mavui does. A mavui would say fine as long as the opening, as long as the entrance of the mavui is less than four tefachim wide, then we don't need anything else. A chaser needs something more. Therefore, you need most of the opening to be closed. The same as there are the other possibility is that what you're saying is itself subject to a machlokes tanoim. This that of Achle had said that if the opening to the mavui is less than four tefachim wide, then you don't need anything. Not everybody would agree with that. So therefore, Shmuel doesn't have to agree with Achle. He could say that actually, given that there are tanoim who disagree with him, and therefore I don't necessarily accept that. The different explanation also that when we say halder of Achle tanoim, there's an explanation I think from the Meiri that says that. We learned a few days ago about Machlokes between Rav Shimon and Gamliel and Chachamim. Up to what point do we say Lavud? Do we say Lavud up to 3 Tvachim or up to 4 Tvachim? So maybe what Rav Achle is saying over here, 4 Tvachim is only according to Rav Shimon and Gamliel. Maybe we would say 3. And in fact, it's interesting because the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos is actually commonly, and it's actually commonly in Gimel Prakim of Rambam. The Rambam actually writes Halacha if the opening of the Mavui is less than saying the 3. So why would that be? That could be based on this. Then he's saying, fine, the din itself is a din, but it's depending on the question of lavud. And since halacha is lavud is only up to 3 tefachim, then there you go. Then you need it to be narrower than 3. b'raisa first. But medvar mamurim shepetzasa yosim answer. Now that is only if the breach in the wall of the chatzar is wider than 10 amos. I will ask them, and sarach lomar, if it's narrower than 10 amos, you don't need anything. Now you actually have over here, here's another thing where the Rambam, we have the Rambam, and then you have the Ravid. So the Rambam warns over here, when we say over here, so well, first of all, actually, let's start with actually Rashi first. According to Rashi, what we mean over here is that when we say that there's a chitza, we mean that, in other words, what you do is you partially fill in that breach by putting in, by putting up a chitza, 10 tefachim tall on one side of it. So in other words, it would be the same thing as we said before we were talking about. So we're talking about, Rashi says, we're talking about the chatzar, the wall of the chatzar was not completely broken open. So therefore, so you still need a machitza. So if the pirutza is more than 10, then you need to put up a wall in order to make it narrower than 10. So the fact that you have, that, in other words, it's good that you have passim on one side, on both sides, but you still have an opening wider than 10, and therefore you need to partially fence in that opening in order not to have an opening wider than 10. Standing based on a concept that we're going to talk about later in the Masechta, involving we have an amas amayim, we have a water channel that runs through a chatzar. We were saying over there we actually have to build a chatzar that goes above the water and partially dips down into the water. It partially dips down at least tefach into the water, or the other way around, it's built from the bottom and sticks out tefach over the water. But I don't understand. We're talking about the same kind of thing over here. The Ravid actually disagrees with that and says, what are you talking about? There's a big difference between an amas amayim. And Amos HaMayim passes through the chatzar, and they have a constant current flowing, and therefore it can't be bottled for the chatzar, and therefore we need walls on top of it to make it more to draw from it. Oh, you know, we're trying to stay in one place. I mean, okay, you know, obviously the water is moving around, but there's no actual current over there that's flowing in and out. So therefore, why should you need anything? Why should you need anything else? So the Ravid says more like what we're talking about here, according to Rashi, that all you need is that you have a partial wall of the chatzar left on the side, and you have. There's not more than 10 amos. Most of the Rishonim follow the Ravid in that. So, continue the Gemara. Now, we're saying that you're not allowed to fill up water from this Rishonim, because then you're carrying from a kind of the Rishonim Yachid. What about Hotel Tulim and Taltulim? The implication seems to be that the Chatzar itself you're still allowed to carry in. Now, why should you be allowed to? Well, if it's a Chatzar, isn't the Chatzar completely open to a place that's also, okay, now, open up, he says, because we said, but more than 10 amos. So in other words, we're saying if the breach is more than 10 amos, you're not allowed to fill up water from this Lashon Yam. But why are you not allowed to carry the chatzar in that point? The answer is halacha ma'aseh d'yibudi. The answer is because we're talking about the yibudi left, where yibudi actually explains that there is part of the wall left, but under the water, there is a height of. Enough to be able to make the chatzar still water to carry in. So you can't draw water from this. You can't draw water from here and bring it into your house. You can still bring the water into the chatzar. You can't bring the water into the house because then you're carrying from Kabbalah to Rosh Hashanah. But the chatzar itself remains in Rosh Hashanah because it is Gedudi, and if we're able to carry in. Now you were mentioning before an embankment, Aaron. So there is actually a Tosfos over here that goes into several different explanations of what Gidudi over here might mean. One explanation from the Rashbam and then the Ratam is that actually what it means is that the height of the ground from the Slashon Yam until the floor of the chatzar is 10 tefachim or more. In other words, that it's not like we learned before that, let's say, you just have the Slashon Yam came and covered part of the chatzar, and you just have a smooth slope from the chatzar down into the yam. But rather, you have the Lashon Yam actually created like an embankment over there. You have from the chatzar, you would have to descend 10 tefachim in order to get down to the bottom of the Lashon Yam. Right. So that would be the case then. So that's what we're saying. So therefore, you can still carry in the chatzar, but you still have the problem with the yam. It's still timeless. And then Tosfos just brings a couple of other different explanations. One possibility is when the Rambam talks about over there, when he talks about this matter of have that you know all he may understand, like Tosfos over here, that you have the duty over here, that you have this embankment that goes down, and therefore he would say that therefore he would say that now you need you that now you need a wall, you need a wall built above it in order to be able to carry from there into the chotzer, because of it to draw water from there into the chotzer, because otherwise it's really a completely separate area. It's like the Samus. So having, when you say the wall going down into the water, you're talking about the embankment, you're talking about the wall that was destroyed and is now underwater, like Rashi says. So that's their point of the source of Rashi saying, once you have that underwater wall, it doesn't help to be able to carry water into the chotzer, into the house, rather, but it does help at least that the chotzer itself is still considered enclosed and you can carry in it. You can carry in the chotzer. You can't draw water and bring it into the house. Right? Because that would be carrying from animals into the area. The yard itself is just carrying around in the chotzer itself, and the chotzer itself is still fine. Okay. I'm going to be able to move to a nishnah for body. I'm going to really not make a shidduch. Now we're going to learn later on in detail in the Masechta that once a mummy is set up with the lechi and korah and whatever else it needs, you also need to make a shidduch for body, which is that you collect food from each of the people whose chatzeris open out into the mummy, and you put that all in. And that's the shidduch of Avodah. So if you have a mavi, we didn't make a shidduch. It's really the lechi. Then it depends if you made the mavi kosher to carry in by putting up a lechi. Then a zirkus lechayim. Then it is considered just a yachid on a deraisa level. And therefore, if you throw from it in from the shidduch into it, you'd be chayim because you know the lechi is there. Mishum mechitza. The lechi creates a fourth wall. So therefore, now you have a area if we have the Kashira, the Kora, on the other hand, if you made it Kosher with a Kora, has a little special Potter. And if you throw it in there, it's Potter, because he says the Kora is not there as a Machitza, the Kora is there as a hanger. Now, Rabbi Yehuda holds, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, unlike what we said before, we were discussing before the question of whether three walls is enough to make it, or just a Yachad Dar Isa or not. Rabbi Yehuda says you need four walls to make it, or just a Yachad Dar Isa. Well, that's what we're going to ask, right? Rav Shesha says, what do you mean there's a difference whether you made a shidduch or not? So you're implying time ago in the Shachavoy. Why are you saying that there's a difference between whether there's a lechi or a korda? Depending whether you made a shidduch or not. On the Shachavoy, implying you, Rav Yehuda, seem to be saying that if you made a shidduch from a voice, I feel a shidduch of a korda, then you would be chayav even if you use a korda rather than a lechi. What's the logic? Because you also say, just the other, just have him. Me that the status of the corridor depends
and therefore you still only have two walls. So that's the Rebbe. Continues the Gemara, but Rabba disagrees and says that both of them are there only as a heker. Meaning, in other words, that according to Rabba, even if you have this loving floor and you put a lechi at one end, you still wouldn't be high of throwing in there from the Shusar Adam because you don't have three walls, you only have two. Yeah, you make a camel. Yeah. Now, according to Yehuda, we're saying like this: a place with two walls is not a rishus seyachin. It's a makom tor. It's not a rishus seyachin. It's a makom tor. It's a makom. So it's a makom tor. You're going to be a camel, and then you're making a rishus seyachin by putting up, a source of pesach and a lot. No, actually, wait. We're talking about one second. Hold on a second. We're talking about a makom of foolish. You remember? So a makom of foolish. If you put up a lechi, you haven't accomplished anything as far as carrying, and you still lost a camel. Saying is with Yehuda and Rava. Oh, you have the question. Is it now or Rosh Hashanah on the Raisa level? Yehuda is saying that it is. Rava is saying that it's not.
Okay, so. So if it's. Okay, so.
If you put a Koda, then Rabbi Yehuda is saying a Koda does not count. A Koda counts as a heker. So therefore, you only have two walls. Then you have a makom tor. Well, midaraisa, you'd be able to carry in there. So midaravon, you're not allowed to. But nevertheless, you can't say that if you throw something in there from Rishus Rabbim.
You never change the Rishus midaraisa by putting in arrows.
No, that's what we said. That's what we're going to quote again now. So Eisvei, okay. Eisvei Rabbi Yaakov Abba Rava. So Rabbi Yaakov Abba says to Rava, what do you mean? That if you have a mavri that the lechi or the only count as a head. A person throws something from Rosh Hashanah into the Mavri, Yeshloi Lechi Chayev. If that Mavri has a Lechi, then you Chayev for carrying on Shabbos. Eimloi Lechi Potter, and if not, then you Potter. So you see clearly that the Lechi is there as a Mechitza. The answer is Chachakama. Rava would say what the Braisa means is Eimit Tzorech El Lechi. If the Mavri only needs a Lechi, meaning if it has three, four walls already, then you'd be chayav for throwing in there because three walls is already enough to make a rishus yachid. Lechi v'dover achad requires a lechi plus something else, namely a tzorech pesach. In other words, if the mavri were foolish, then a tzorech l'sarich l'bater, then you'd falter if you throw something in there. Yeah, because then it only has two walls. So it still fits with what Rabbi is saying. Eisvei, so Rabbi Yaakov Abba says, I have another contradiction from a Mishnah that we've quoted several times already, which we're going to have. Several times already. Yes, sir. Okay, no, I'm going to be able to. Beyond that, we have the first part that the order says is a case where you have an overpass between two houses. Let me talk about the other day, for example, you overpass by 770 between the library and 770, let's say, where the order says you're allowed to carry underneath it because you have two walls on the two sides and pizza for your precise on the other two. And yes, sir. Okay, no, I'm going to be able to. The order goes beyond that. He says, me, if you have a big box, the city of Rishos Adam, a person has two houses on the two sides of Rishos Adam. So lechi, and a lechi, and you can put a lechi on one side and a lechi on the other. So one lechi at the end, on the same side, right? One lechi on one side of the house and the other on the other side. Or koda mikan, koda mikan, or koda kuf on one side and on the other side. Above those of you. And then he's allowed to carry in the middle because now you have an area. Now you have a rishus yachid. Umrlai ein ma'av rishus. Now you can carry between those two things. Say you cannot make an eruv in Rosh Hashanah like that. In other words, though, the point is, Tosfos says, even in Abanan, I'm only saying the problem is that you need three walls. But once you have three walls, they would agree apparently that a lefty or a koda makes a fourth, and a lefty at least makes a fourth wall. So what are you telling me, Rabbi, that a lefty does not make a fourth wall? It's only from my hair. The answer is. So the answer is it's not, because Rabbi Yehuda holds once you have two machitzas, that alone makes it a rishus yachid on a daraisa level, and therefore you need the lachayim or the kara. So we still don't have a proof that a lachi or a kara is mishum machitzah.
Another din also a mobile, that is exactly the woman, that's why ain't a nit to be coded tefak. It cannot be multi if you just put a code or tefak wine on it, like any other mobile. Now there's not he says they're not all green. Each one is saying a different din, one is saying a lucky doesn't work, one is saying a code that doesn't work. Zeta says, Kama Machabna might be the subby. How precise are these statements of these elders? So these Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Ashi, sort of Zeta is pleading and supporting what they're saying. Look how precise, look how exact it is what they're saying. Given to Okay, because we would say one seed width is exactly the same as the length. Have a chaser, then in effect, you don't have a mobile over here, you have a chaser. But chaser ain't any terrace, but lucky to code a pasaba. You need a pasaba to be master, so therefore that's the logical to say that in that case we can't count as a mobile. However, the armor of Zeta, e kashali, or kashali, however, Zeta says, fine, I agree with what you're saying. Following question. Why are we saying if you put a lucky it's no good? My heavy high lucky pass marshal, the lucky should count as a pass, which is a marshal wide initially, and that should be enough. So we must issue it, say, hold on, but a pass, I'm going to pass the concert, so you can behave right now, but he forgot what a pass, he said in the name of the vision on it. That it means that if you're going to have a pass on one side, that's before fucking wide, again, as opposed to a lucky, which has, according to the common, no minimum width. Sign that was four fucking wide, then you're right, it would count. But if you don't, then you don't. Charles just points out, Zeta himself before said that he that was after this Gemara over here. So first we have you forgotten that din. Later on, you remember that then he taught that din that you need four fucking when it comes to a chaser. Fine. Another din, Amar of Nachman, Nakatinan. We know the Kabbalah from Amar of Bayim, Ezo Marish, Nitra Balachi, Makara. What is the definition of a lab? So we said the length has to be wider, that has to be longer than the width, so now it can't be square. We also learned a few days ago that it can't be wider than it is long. So it has to be that the longer than it is wide. And you have to have houses and chaseris opening to it. Now here Rashi uses the expression, you need two chaseris with one house open to each chaser. In other places, Rashi actually says you need two houses open to each chaser. And according to the Rambam, it seems at least some of the notes that Caleb on the Rambam understand him to be saying, even if you only have one chaser with one house opening it, then it would be enough. The chaser in teres b'lachi v'kara, what is the kind of chaser that you can't use a lachi v'kara on? El pasaba, you're not giving a pass of four chachim, or as we said before, a thin pass on each side. That would be kosher merubas if it's square. So if it's square as opposed to what? Merubas. Eina gulaloi, do you mean that if the chaser is round, you won't need anything? What's the logic? Because it's round, then a lachi should be enough. Ella, no. So not Ella. Hachi kama, no. What it means is E or Yotzer. If the length of this chaser is greater than the width, how will they mabui? Then in effect, it can be considered a mabui. Or mabui, the lachi will go to Sagia. A mabui now can be mabui with a lachi will go to the Yuloi. How will they chaser? If not, then it's a chaser. So in other words, what we're saying is now it's interesting, therefore we're saying now, we just said that a mabui needs bottom chaser, psuchim asaychai. Here we're saying that if a chaser is longer than it is wide, then you don't need bottom chaser, psuchim asaychai. It's just enough that you have a house is open again. What's the difference? So one thing is, Tosfos points out that one logical reason might be because the mabui is closer to Rosh Hashanah, therefore you need something more in order for it to be considered a mabui. Into the mabui that it has houses and chaseris open into it, as opposed to a chaser typically doesn't open directly into the rishadamis further away. Therefore, you can get away with having only houses open into it, and it can still be considered a mabui because it doesn't open directly into the rishadamis. Okay, so what do we mean when we say longer than it is wide? When would we say that the chaser counts as a mabui? Only if the length of it is at least twice the width of it. Than that, then he would say it's still considered square for this purpose. So Rab tells him, no, you should know my uncle said, even if the chaser's length is only slightly more than its width, it still counts as a mabui, and you can use a lucky or a cover on it. And that is the actual halacha, although we're not often slimach on that nowadays, and we usually say that.